Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Chris, I think so. Congratulations.
Cheers.
You've done it again. What's your reaction to the game today?
Well, I haven't. The players and the supporters have done it. It's a tremendous result against stubborn opposition. Now, full credit to Rob and his team. They gave everything out there and set up. You know, I don't think I'm being controversial here. Twitter's on the break. First off, it was a cagey affair. But the longer the half wore on, the deeper they got, and we were just looking for that little bit of quality to open them up, which unfortunately we didn't have today for the majority of the game. But we persevered. We kept passing it. We didn't resort to lumping it and smashing it. We tried to move them about even late in the game and hoping that and believing that, you know, we just needed one little bit, and thankfully we got that at the death.
First off, their mentality seemed to be, like you say, to come out and play fast, expansive football. Were you happy?
I don't think they opened the game up. I don't think their fullbacks got over the halfway line or went beyond. I think they've got players at the top of the pitch, the two centre forwards, and they've got a bit of pace out wide. And Anderson, they've got front four that are decent. And it was us attacking, them counter. That's how I saw the game. But always as well, they were dangerous on one ball or a set piece with Taylor's. I think if you look through their goals and the quality that Matty Taylor has, you know, we were mindful of that fact as well, so we had to make sure there. But you know, although it was us pressing and us, you know, in the ascendancy, and the longer the half went on, you know, Mark Richards and Ravel were possibly 20 yards inside their own half, so you know, we have to expect that. I said to the players, now you're just going to have to expect that. You're going to have to expect that, and we have to overcome it. And if that's how it's going to be, then I'd rather it be that way, as I said before, than a 50-50 game. And it's up to us, I said, to open them up. And we just couldn't find that little bit of magic or that final pass. I thought we went for it, you know, in terms of we don't want to sit back. We don't want to just see out a 0-0. You know, you know what? We might lose a couple of games in our approach and our attitude, but it's a little bit of risk and reward. And I think we've risked today, and we've got rewarded in the death.
Did you always feel that one key moment was going to arrive, as it has done so many
times?
Yeah,
I did. And if it didn't, I wouldn't have. I would have just said it's one of those days. And we've had a couple like that down here. But you know, the play I think is good. The control of the game is good. The areas that we get into are good, and sometimes we find that bit, and some, like we did last week with Billy, and like Duffy's done and Cootsie's done and Flake's done, and sometimes you don't, but you keep going for it. Ethan's on the right wing when Cootsie scores, you know, Donny's on, you know, we've got Kieran Freeman in the box, so I think that's our attitude, and it's not gung-ho, it's just a desire to turn a draw into a win, and that's a fantastic ability to have.
The clean sheet must please you as well. Obviously, Simon Moore didn't have a great deal to do, but the concentration levels yet again fantastic.
Well, I mean, as I said, you know, that's he's made a great save. I think we'd have been a bit disappointed if we'd have got done on the counter, but sometimes it might happen when you give a foul away in that area, and you've got the quality that they have in terms of Taylor. You know, he's capable of producing something like that, but you know, fortunately for us, you know, Simon's made a really good save. You're right, concentration levels when we're on top, have to be spot on, and he's proving a good signing for us and an important player for us.
What does it feel then to finally get to the top of the table, even though it might only be temporary? It must be a great feeling.
You're in the game to win football matches, and if you win enough football matches, if you don't, and the start that we had, then we find ourselves at the bottom of the division, and all things that come with that. And if you win enough games, you progress and you climb the league. And we've steadily climbed the league. Consistency and performances have been great. You know, the results have been excellent, especially here at Bramall Lane. And you're gonna get to where you want to be. 50 points from 24 games is a great return, especially after the start. And now the race is on. I've said all along, it flies. The second part of the season flies. I'm sure there's going to be twists and turns, and there's a lot of good teams at the top of the division, but we're a good team, and we're up there on merit. And you know, now the key is to work harder, play better, show the consistency to stay there. you know, I don't, from the pressure point of view, you know, there's enough pressure playing for this football club than any other club in the division. So I don't see I think the players are relishing it and embracing it, and I don't think that'll be any change if we're second or third or we're top.